is Lord.
Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord.
Shout aloud, my Father and my Lord. This is the sixth day in the month of December. Let it be said concerning me and my family that I prayed and you answer in the name of Jesus. Let us begin to pray. Someone is not praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. I confess. The Lord, I am no power of my own. I have no power.
I have no power of my own.
Holy Spirit, have your way. Empty ourselves. Holy Spirit, we empty ourselves. Holy Spirit, we empty ourselves. This evening, have your way. Take total control. In the name of Jesus. Let every ear that is here hear you clearly and audibly. In the name of Jesus, let life be transformed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Daddy, let there be interventions in the life of people. In the name of Jesus, do what only you can do, even in our gathering this evening. Thank you, Father. We will continue to praise your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you, people of God. I want to celebrate our fathers in the house. All our fathers in the house. I celebrate you all. My mommies in the house. The Lord keep you for us in the name of Jesus. I want to thank our choir, the youth, the men and the women, everyone, including the children. Amen. The Lord Almighty will continue to encourage you to keep on in the name of Jesus. You will not be tired. You will not be weary. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is saying that if someone can pray, that before the end of this program, that person will have a testimony that he has never, never had in his generation before. Are you here with me this evening? Our God is faithful. Yeah. No condition that comes to man that can relegate the position of our God. Your situation can never make him a liar. He will remain God forever and ever. Amen. Quickly, yesterday, by the special grace of God, we looked at the word of the Lord. Power as of old. We're going to continue in that series by the special grace of God. And we talked about some dimensions that we saw in Acts chapter 12, from 1 to 25, thereabout. We talk about angelic dimension of the power as of old. We talk about supernatural dimension of, you know, power as of old. Amen. Amen. This evening, as we continue, we'll be looking at the judgmental power as of old. The judgmental power as of old. Amen. Like I told us yesterday, we're going to look at a case study. And if God help us, we're able to go through that case study, we'll visit another one. Just for us to have a better understanding of what God has for us. Amen. Ask your neighbor, are you here? Amen. Still from that same Acts chapter 12. We stopped at verse 11 yesterday, where Peter said, Now I know. You know, without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel to rescue him from the clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating. Amen. 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 From 12, after the rescue of Peter, and by extension, his appearance before the church that came together, that were praying. Like I said yesterday, that one of the things that can provoke power as of old is fervent prayer. If we have an individual that can pray, we have a God that can answer. If we have a church that can pray, we have a God that can answer. When the church is united, the church remains unstoppable. Amen. Amen. And when a church is persistent in prayer, that church can never be drowned. Amen. So the angel of the Lord moved, the chain fell, gate opened, Peter walked freely, Herod was judged. And that is where we are talking about the judgmental dimension of the power as of old. Amen. Amen. When the Lord released Peter, are we following? Yes. The soldiers, the guards, were troubled. They never knew what happened at all. Praise the Lord. Yes. And they began to search even for Peter. Herod had to make a decree that they should go and look for Peter, but unfortunately they couldn't see him. Amen. Are we still together? Yes. They couldn't find him. But I want to tell you that because Herod troubled Peter, God came down himself and struck him dead. And instantly there was worm coming out of him. Amen. Amen. I pray for you that every troubler of your life, every troubler of your family, by the special grace of God, the power of God and the fire of the Lord combined will return down from above. We strike them down in the name of Jesus. The pride of Herod was brought down. No power can compete with the power of God. Not at all. Not at all. Amen? And as I round up this part, we see, as you continue in verse 24, you see the word of God. Even with that, the word of God continued to grow. It continued to multiply. Verse 24. Amen. Acts 12, 24. Is someone there? But the word of God continued to increase and spread. That is another dimension of the power as of old. Multiplication dimension. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this is the final seal in this chapter. The final what? The final seal. The Lord made, instead of making the people to be scared, instead of making the people to run etasketa, the Bible says they continue to increase in number. They spread abroad and they were much. They were unable to be contained. Amen. Amen. By the time the power as of old visits you, what happens is that the little that you have, the Lord will multiply it. You are not saying I believe. Amen. People are saying they are absent-minded. Hello? Are you here? Please say amen. Amen. My father told me that, which I know that you also know, that whether prayer is answered or is not answered is better than curse. I don't know whether you know it. Praise the Lord. No matter how small the prayer is, and let me even tell you, there is no any small prayer anywhere. Sir, if someone say God bless you and you refuse to say amen, you are your own. That blessing, do you know what blessing is all about? When they say bless, that is the authority to succeed. In whatsoever you lay your hands on. Amen. We are closing this. We quickly go to where the Lord wants us to look at this evening. And that is in 2 Kings. Please quickly open with me to 2 Kings. Second Kings chapter 7. The story actually began from chapter 6. Praise the Lord. Yes. And this is all about the Israelite, the Samaria, the king of Syria, and so on and so forth. Now we also look at some other dimensions in this power as of old. Do you know that it is the power as of old that engraces an individual? Are you with me? Power as of old give you grace to do some certain things. And people will begin to look at you as if you are an extraordinary person. Receive that power now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Is anyone there? 2 Kings chapter 1, chapter 7, verse 1. Yes. 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 It will not be possible. That's what he's saying. Yes. 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 Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. Today we are looking at another case study of power as of old. Amen. Where we read actually started from chapter 6. The tail end of chapter 6. If you go back chapter 6, the earlier part of chapter 6 is talking about the axe head that fell into the what? Amen. That is another dimension. Are you here? Sir, it's never a mistake that it is written in the Bible that it is for only men that this can be impossible. But with God, all things are possible. It is not written there for fancy. Praise the Lord. It is the word of God. And the Bible says that the Lord honor his word more than his name. Amen. Here where we read, there were a lot of problems. Political instability. The economy was crippled completely. And spiritually, the Israelites were compromised due to lingering influence of Ahab and his wife Jezebel. And to crown it all, they were surrounded by enemy, the Syrian. Amen. And what the Syrian did is that, you see, if they want a country or a nation to suffer, what they do is to cut off every form of supply to their country they want to suffer. They cut off food supply. They cut off military supply. They cut off anything whatsoever. And before you know it, there will be starvation. And as such, there was extreme starvation here. There was inflation. Cannibalism. Amen? There was what? There was cannibalism. That is, in the later part of chapter 6, towards the end, you see that there. Amen. Where a woman, two women agreed that because of the starvation, let us kill up my own today. Then tomorrow, you know, we will eat your own today, tomorrow we will eat. But unfortunately, they kill one and they never say, Ibukuni form, I don't know. Amen. The woman refused and they took it to the king. That was how the prophet, the man of God, was brought into the scene. Amen. And it declared that by this time tomorrow, people of God, men and women of God, brethren, beloved, I want to charge you this evening. Whenever a man of God is speaking, please look unto God through him. Are you with me? Because your miracle can come from there. The man of God stood and said, by this time tomorrow, there will be surplus. There will be increase. There will be multiplication. What you were selling for 1 naira will now be 2 kobo. Within the week, my son was asking me that during my time, when I was small, how much is $1 to 1 naira? I was just cracking my brain. But I quickly make research. I say, do you know that during my own time? Ah, who tell you? Hello? Sir? Naira was stronger. It was between 20 kobo, 60 kobo to $1. Naira was stronger. What happened, sir? Where have we missed it? Hello? That is the reason why you need the power of us as of old to change your situation. People of God, we are saying that Nigeria will be better or Nigeria will be, praise God, Nigeria will be better. But you need to pray for yourself that your whole life will be better in Nigeria. Amen? How do I get to understand this? When Isaac was in a land that was dry, he was in a land that was nothing, there was famine. The Bible said God told him to stay there. And he sowed and he reaped in multiples. Amen. The Bible says, and government shall be upon his, until you connect yourself to the government of Jesus, you have no way to go. Amen. Amen. Ask your neighbor, are you still here? So there was economic collapse. There was breakdown of dignity. There was desperation beyond imagination. Everyone was angry because of the situation. Isn't that what is happening in the country today? You are walking and you are angry. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? You collect salary, you look at this. What is this salary going to do for me? Anger everywhere on the faces of people. They began to blame themselves. You are the reason why. You are the reason why. You are the reason why. Amen. Yet, in this dark hour, in this dark hour of Nigeria, God is ready to raise men and women. Men that will carry the powers of old. Men that will bring back light. Men that will bring back illumination. Men that will turn things around. In the name of Jesus. We were not told that the four lepers prayed. We were not told that people gathered together and they were praying. But someone stood in the gap. And that is Prophet Elijah. Are you ready to stand in the gap? Amen. He stood in the gap. God has already ministered to him. As God told me that if you are ready to pray, I tell you, go and write it down. Before the year runs out, you will have a resounding testimony. In the name of Jesus. Because he said he's going to crown the year with his goodness. His path, not one path, his path. They are drip with abundance. So where God appears, there is no scarcity. Where the power as of old appears, there is no starvation. Amen. So the man of God declared the mandate of God. I will not be surprised that man of God has been praying before now. All that he said was for it to be said, and heavens to approve of it. Amen. Wherever you see impossibility, the power as of old is ready to declare possibility. The Lord will help us all in the name of Jesus. Amen. When you look at the prophecy, I'll be very fast. No time today. What happened? So that he can guide me. Amen. Amen. When we look at what was said within 24 hours, Can you begin to imagine? The food will return. Prices will crash. Economic will be restored. Siege will be lifted. And city will be freed. Amen. Can you begin to imagine how possible it is? Are you with me? Someone was told. In fact, the man of God, the Jew, that said somebody is going to go live here with a brand new car. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether we've ever had this story before. Hello? In a program like this. Yes. And we're told that it's one man, one driver. He held on to the word of the man of God. And before he left there, he became a car owner. I pray for you that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, before this year is run out, you will receive your testimony in the name of Jesus. The man of God has already declared. It's now left for God to answer. And you know, God will never put his own to shame. The three Hebrew young men say, King, hear us clearly. We don't want to be concerned about whatever you are saying. All that we know is that we have a living God that operates with a power as of old. We have a living God that can deliver us. We have a living God that can rescue us. We have a living God that can remove us from anything and everything you have put on us. And they went ahead and said, even if, he's not going to do anything, we will not bow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the man of God declared, and do you know that as that declaration was going on, God was already preparing for lepers that will carry out the assignment. Amen. God prepared the weak for his assignment. God prepared those that are not recognized in the society for his assignment. No wonder he said, he is not calling those that are qualified. He calls the unqualified to qualify them. Amen. These were four men. And I was looking at their life. They have family. In fact, historians said that before they became leprous, some of them were part of the military, part of the military. Praise the Lord. Are we together? That's the military force. That they were part of the military force. His students also went on to say that some of these lepers, even though their names were not mentioned, but only four. Then I began to look at, it's possible that they were made of four. But it was only four that came together. They have the same ideology. They have the same mindset. They have the same thinking. And they know that if they can join themselves together, something great will happen. Amen. Amen. They were rejected. They were thrown away. Praise the Lord. Yes. They were considered as lowest class in the society. Yet God used them. They were people that were fending for their family. But all of a sudden, something happened. Leprosy came upon them. And they moved them out. They said they cannot more stay in the city. And I began to wonder what would have been the trauma, you know, on them and their family. Praise the Lord. The husband is not dead, yet he's not staying at home. Are you with me? The children will begin to, you know, imagine, what are we going to do? But religiously, there's nothing they can do, because that is what, you know, the religious or the custom, you know, demand as at that time. Amen. So they were kept outside. I pray that in the name of Jesus, any form of evil projection that have been set into your life to annihilate you, to separate you from your family, to separate you from the society, to isolate you, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that evil projection is back to sender. In the mighty name of Jesus. All of a sudden, they have to push them out. Can you imagine? A whole able-bodied individual, man, was pushed out because of leprosy. Amen. But these four lepers never held to themselves. They were ready to even move further and push further. And we're told, the Bible said that if they sit here, they will do what? They will die. They know of a truth. They will die of starvation. They will die of hunger. They will die of ridicule. They will die of shame. And if they go out there, they will equally die. But that one is glorious death. Amen. They say death is dead. Death is not dead, though. Death is different, though. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? They said they can never die as a coward. It's better for them to die as heroes. So they now went there. But unknown to them, they were fulfilling, you know, the declaration of a man of God. People of God, God can send anyone to you. The person may not look like it. Please don't look down on that person. I do tell my people in the church, I say, come, look at everybody. Don't look down on anybody. Don't say, because this person is not having today, he will remain like that forever. I tell them from time to time, I say, God can change the situation without announcement. He can change anybody's situation without any form of announcement. Amen. So, if you look down on anyone, or you make enmity, you are attending the same church, and you are making enmity with someone, that is not Christianity. That is not Christianity. Amen. Amen. These followers, they went ahead. I'm watching my time. Praise the Lord. Yes. They were not in the city. They were outside the city. And they were, you know, discussing outside the city. But they've not gone to Samaria. Amen. Because they cannot enter the city. And yet, they are not comfortable where they were. People of God, until and unless you are uncomfortable with your situation, nothing will change. Nothing will change. Because complacency will take over. After all, I am better than this person. You are comparing with that person that you are a little bit better than. Meanwhile, God is preparing you to take you higher. But you are comparing. Amen. So the four lepers quickly gather themselves together. They agree and they move. And as they got to the ground of the Syrian camp, the Bible says in chapter 7 from verse 5 to 7 that the Lord amplified their foot. The Lord amplified their work. So much so that it caused terror in the camp of the Assyrian. And what happened? They couldn't wait again. You see how God works. Sir, when they tell you that God wants to do something, don't even trouble yourself and begin to ask, how is it going to happen? Don't trouble, because if you trouble yourself, you will have a headache. Don't trouble yourself. How is it going to be? God knows how it's going to do. All that you need is for you to have faith and to believe. Well, what happened to the man? The Bible says, the man on whose the hand of the king leaned. The king was standing, and the man is probably second in command, was standing, and the king leaned on him. Praise the Lord. And he declared with doubt that even if he was challenging the authority in the name, challenging the authority and the power of God Almighty. Amen. And the man of God told him, come. Well, you will only see it with your eyes, but you will not be part of it. We know how he ended his life. Stampede. In fact, when I was reading about this, I remember what was happening in that place that they used to go. They said some people used to die because of stampede. You know where I'm talking about? Amen. The man died of it. It means he came out and he couldn't go back home again. I pray that in the name of Jesus, when your goodness arrives, when your breakthrough arrives, sudden death will not strike you down. In the name of Jesus! The Assyrian, when they heard the sound, they thought it was chariot was coming. They thought it was invasion. They thought it was massive invading an army that was coming. Praise the Lord. The Lord will amplify your voice. You didn't hear me. I said the Lord will amplify your voice. Where people have been trying to silence you, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, before your destiny helper, the Lord will amplify your voice. In the name of Jesus. People of God, this is a mystery of the power as of old. It's unsearchable. One man of God said that anytime you say God is coming and you are expecting him to come from the roof and he came through the roof, there is a problem. The Lord will come, he said he will come either through the window or come through another opening. That is God, because God will always give you assignment. Are we together? The Lord took little and amplified it. Amen? Amen? Amen. So the dimensions I've been mentioning, they are interwoven. Praise the Lord. Yes. They are all interwoven. Supernatural dimension, transformative invention, restorative dimension, they are all interwoven. So God can use any of these dimensions, and there is dimension of provision. Are you with me? When they say you should bring that little to the house of God, you are complaining. Ah, you better think twice. Are you with me? Whatever you do in the house of God, you are doing it for self. You are not doing it for the pastor. Not at all. Amen? I do tell my people that when God answers your prayer, you will be the first beneficiary before you start thinking of others. That was what happened to the lepers here. They got into the land. The Syrian armies and everyone they've left, they ran. They took to their heels. They never looked back. They dropped everything. And these four lepers went in. Huh. Life is good. Did you hear what I just said now? Life is good. You're advertising for them all. People of God, I pray that the Lord will position you aright. You will be in the right place for your location to come in the name of Jesus. Sir, ma, there is nothing as good as good life. These four lepers entered there. In fact, they sat and they ate and they were fed. Abba. Abba. And you say you will not serve God? You are doing yourself. Anything you do outside God, I tell you, it's for a while. It's for a while. There is an expiry date. It is only what you do for God remains eternal. Because God is eternal. No wonder he said, he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. After they were well fed, it is then they now remember others. They now have to send message. Even when they send message, they did not even believe that it is true. In fact, they have to dispatch some few people first. That maybe it's a trap. Ah, you will experience good life. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Sir, people of God, there is always difference. There is always difference. You can imagine, you don't have what to eat in the morning. And you are already thinking that what will happen in the afternoon and in the night. You have not been able to solve the problem of the money. That kind of life will never be yours. Amen. Will never be that of your family. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God, as of old, will continue to be your provision. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So there was provision dimension. So God can come from any angle. God can come from any direction. All that you need to do is to open your heart. How do you get this power as of old activated in your life? People of God, you need to concentrate yourself, concentrate your life, concentrate your heart unto the Lord, because he is the custodian of the power as of old. He owns it. He directs it. He sits on the throne and he controls the fear of men. Do you even know what? Do you know what God can do? He can even he can use unbeliever to help you. He has done that in my life. Unbeliever. He can use unbeliever. We saw it, it's in the scripture where he used unbelieving king to perform his miracle, to move in a mighty way. can do it. So all you need to do is to have a consecrated life. Sir, stop running after what is going to bring you down. Start running after things that will build you up. Are we together? Anything and everything that you know that at the end of the day will bring you down, whether now or later, please run away from it. And start going after things that will build you up. Amen. Amen. Now another thing that you need to do is for you to engage in prayer. Praise the Lord. The battle is too much. Yes, let it be too much. God knows that you will overcome. That's the reason why they are coming to you. You can imagine a military man that is complaining that the armies are too much. Why is he on the field? Amen. Engage in warfare prayer. Engage in prayers. Every now and then. Anytime, sir, I used to tell people that you can pray anywhere. You can pray anywhere. Even while you are standing, you can continue to pray. Are you with me? While you are lying down on your bed, you can pray. Engage in prayer. Amen. Yes. Have faith in God. Another point is that you need to do what? Have faith in God Almighty. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Have faith in God Almighty. Amen. And lastly, hold on to His word tightly. As if it is something that you found and that is dear to you, you don't want to lose. Hold on to what? The word of the Lord dearly. Sir, ma, anything God says, hold it. Today, God sent a message to me. Sir, man of God, today, God sent a message to me. And I have been very happy since I heard that message. Are you with me? Hold God dearly. What is God saying concerning your life? It is possible that maybe there was prophecy at the early part of this year and you are already in December, nothing is happening. Don't give up. I have 3 minutes more. Amen. The man of God will lead us in prayer. Let me round up with this. Just of recently, a woman that was attending a program like this, although they used to do it from time to time, he attends that place. All of a sudden, something came over her and said that she can no more go to the church again. She's tired of this program. Today they say this program, tomorrow they say this program, yet her life has never changed. Complaining and lamenting. And, you know, she was bitter. And the man of God and his wife, they heard about it. They visited the woman and said, "Woman, what is the problem? Do you know, or don't you know, that it is when the battle is a fierce that victory is about to appear? Why not hold on?" They encouraged her. They spoke the word of the Lord to her. Eventually, she yielded. Sir, not too long. In this just, not too long. People of God, the Lord sent our uncle to remember her. Our uncle was living abroad. The uncle bought one big mansion. He put tenant, in that house that he should be collecting the rent. And now put her, on top. He lifted her status. God used the uncle. The uncle that he never, for once, uncle that he had been asking, "Uncle, share the one." The uncle that could not send only, even 100,000, he couldn't send. But when the power as of old hit the man where he was. He remembered her. Let us arise. The woman is now living big. Then he now went to the minister of God and said, "Minister of God, thank you. Thank you for advising me to stay. I've stayed, oh, and this is what God has done for me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen." The minister of God will not come and live there with her. Who's going to benefit it? She's the one. She's the one. Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God
we serve.
Hallelujah. Oh,
heaven and earth adore, even angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve.
All that the man of God said, Prophet Elijah, came to pass. Prices crashed. Famine ended. The siege was lifted. Revival broke out. God's words was fulfilled. God's words was fulfilled. And that man died untimely death. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore, even angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve.
We're going to raise your voice and cry unto the Lord. Every wicked power. Are we here? Every wicked power that is assigned to starve my life and my destiny, collapse now in the name of Jesus. Let us begin to pray.
Collapse. For in Jesus' name we are prayed. Keriani, devil is a liar. You are going to pray now, and the Lord will answer.
Amen.
The power as of old. What are we saying here? The power that wrought all these miracles that the man of God has been talking about, that power is still alive.
Amen.
The power that raised the lame, the power that sent the Assyrians away, the power that make a poor to be rich overnight, the power that raised the dead, that power is still alive. You share to bear Lord like me. What is she do? You she do to ba 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 lo la. You she do to ba me ba ye she. You she do to ba me be ni lo.
You she do ba lo la ye mi.
I look at Professor Amukwetan. When this Amukwetan came, I said, we have been reading the story of David in the Bible. We have a David now.
Amen.
You will not understand. You will not understand. I told him we read about Joseph in the Bible. We have a Joseph now. You know, many people will meet me. I know you are close to this man. So this man, no Tinubu. I say, lie, lie. They never had any relationship. The power that wrought all those miracles in the home is beginning with you now. Say, my Lord and my God, everything you have said concerning me, let it come to pass now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Your word over my life shall not fail. Your word over my children will not fail. Your word over my home will not fail. The point that you saw, Lord, I hear me. Lord, I woman me. Your word will not fall to the ground. Your word will not fall to the ground. Every word, the one that received my dream, the one that received my prophecy, the one that received by the word of God, by the word of knowledge, it shall come to pass. It shall not fail. It shall not fail. It shall not fail. Jesus' name we have prayed. The Lord said there is a woman here. He said there are three things he said concerning you in the time past. He said the three of them will follow after one another now. The fulfillment will follow 1, 2, 3. Say, oh Lord my God, and from today your word over my life shall not fail. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every word of God over my life, it shall not fail. It shall not fail. It shall not fail. The word of prophecy, the word of declaration of God over my children, over my life, it shall not fail. It shall not fail. Lema yakapa la marabas kandama. Maya kapo lema ribos kandamo. Your word will not fail. Over my children. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. The third one over that point. There is a way I want you to say it. Do you know one of the things that is keeping me in my life? When devil is making noise, I say, God said this. Is there any area of your life that devil is making some noise now? Please point to that thing. If it is that child you know that is misbehaving, mention his name. This is the word of God concerning you. The word of God will not fail. If it is that business, mention it. The word of God over my business will not fail. If it is your marriage, open your mouth and begin to make declaration now. Over my children, the word of God is this strong, that my children shall be great. Over my marriage, over my ministry, the word of God will not fail. Over my destiny, the word of God will not fail. Over my hope, the word of God will not fail. The word of God will not fail. For in Jesus' name, we are praying. I am only picking the prayer points. Thank you, Father. Hear me. The Lord said there is somebody here. He said you are experiencing some health challenge, and devil is threatening you of death. The Lord has made some promise. You cry today that daddy says something in the name of God. The Lord said because of his word, that death is terminated. This is the second prayer point. The man of God said something. He said that the Assyria, they encamp Israel, the Jerusalem, And when everybody was this and that, but there is something that happened. Do you know what happened? They came in full force. Everybody was afraid to go out. There is the only thing that happened. They heard the rumor of war. Everyone that encamped your life, everyone, they said, no way for you to go. From tonight, as we are crying and we are shouting, they shall hear rumor of war. This is the second prayer point. You know, there are some of them, we don't have power to come and chase. The hunger nearly killed the people within the city. They were afraid of doing this thing. But the Bible said they hear rumor of war. Say, oh Lord my God, let everyone that encamp my life for evil, let them hear rumor of war and disappear. Open your mouth and begin to pray. As many that encamp my home, that encamp my business, that encamp my marriage, that encamp my ministry for evil. Oluwa je ko ba ru wo gugu sa. Let them hear rumor of war. Let them begin to hear rumor of war. From today, let them hear rumor of war. Let them begin to hear rumor of war. Let them vanish, Lord. Let them vanish, Lord. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Please, can you hold somebody for this prayer? We want to pray. Brother Juma, you don't have neighbor. Come if you don't have us. Okay. Okay, please. Brother Juma, if you don't have, come. Okay, Sibra, praise there. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If that person is not praying for you, I trust this brother, you want, but if he not pray for you, don't come and join me in the front. I have given you a spoon now. Say, our Lord, our God. Who is that fellow that encamp our life for evil? Scatter down by fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray. As many that come alive for evil, be scattered by fire. As many that come by marriage, that come by our home, that come by our business, for evil, scatter them. All of Canada, This pastor by fire. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You can leave that fellow. I want to leave that junction, but the Spirit of God is saying something. There are many people here. When they move to this side, it's blocked. When they move to this side, it's blocked. And people are thinking they are not making efforts. You know the reason? Every effort they are making, people are blocking it. So they camp around them. There is nowhere they turn to. And when people think that, they think that they are lazy. Everyone that surrounds your business, everyone that is blocking every access way to success, the fire of God scatter them now. You know one thing? People will have been living in Jerusalem and they will die of hunger. Because why? Every area they put their head, it is blocked. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Please pray this prayer before we move. Say, everyone blocking my opportunities, my Lord and my God, disperse.
cast them with fire. Open your mouth and begin to pray. As many that are blocking opportunities, for my life, for my family, oh Lord, dispersal. Anyone blocking access to opportunity, Lord, dispersal them, Lord. Any blockage around my opportunities, Lord, Father, dispersed. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Number two thing he said. He said that Le Kapalama Yekepo Lirimas Kandaba. I just heard him now. Let me tell you something. There is somebody here before. The thing you have tried before, they said no to you. Write today's date down. The Lord asked me to tell you, they will invite you back. Their answer before was total no. In fact, they will beg you and say, we are sorry. We did not know what came upon us. Mark, write it down. That says something in the name of God. So, let's move to the next prayer. The next prayer is, what was that thing? The Bible says, one of God said something again. I was jotting it down. He said the leper took a step. But you know the step they took? They took the step to the right side. From today, the Lord will order your step. Please pray that prayer with holy aggression. Say, from today, my Lord and my God, order my step to success. Order my step to success. No, Nirani, no. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Order the step of my children to success. Order the step of my wife to success. Order my step. Order my step. Hey, my Yakapala Marabaskanaba. My steps are ordered by God to blessing, to greatness. My steps are ordered. My steps are ordered. My steps are ordered to where goodness is, to where there is blessing, to where there is greatness, Lord. Laya kapala marabas kandaba. Leye kepo le marabos kandaba. Le maya kapo le maribos kandabo. My steps are ordered to greatness, to success, to promotion, to elevation. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We say it the second time. Makapo le rabos kandebo. Likepo le maya kapalama rabos kandaba. Hey, thank you, Father. Please pray that prayer. Because somebody will walk into success. Yeah. The walk might look like a mistake, but it's a divine arrangement. Oh, you might want to go. I don't want to go. Let me go out and say you want to. What are you doing? Oh, I've been looking for you all this while. I know I have seen this happening in the life of people. They moved, they went out, and they discovered that there is abundance. From today, everywhere you go, you shall meet with abundance. The Yoruba people say, oh, nira reno. Pray that prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, my steps are ordered. Divinely from today, I will not walk aimlessly. I will walk into success. My steps are ordered. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to declare. My children will not walk into error. Our steps are ordered. My
why I will not walk into error. I will not walk into error. I will walk into fulfillment. I will walk into my greatness. Maya kapala marebos kandaba. For in Jesus' name we are prayed.
One of the things he said, he may not say it in my word, but I say it in my word now, is that to every human being, there is a place for allocation. And your allocation meets you in the right location. Say, my Lord and my God,
take me to location where my allocation will find me.
Is anybody getting what I'm saying?
Say, my Lord and my God, by your divine mercy, take me to the location where my allocation will find me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Oh Lord, take me to my Lord, to the location where my allocation will locate me. Lord, take me to that location where my allocation will find me. Take my family to that location. To that location where my allocation will find me. In the name of Jesus Christ, take me to that location, Lord. Take me to that location, Lord. Take me to that location, Lord. Le mayaka bala marabas kandaba. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Please add this to it. The Lord just laid in my heart. Oh Lord. Please say after me. Say, oh Lord.
Any location I am that is stopping divine allocation, pull me out.
Did you get it? Did you get it? There are places some people will be that the blessing of God can never meet them. I have told you the story of my daughter, that the Lord said, tell her to resign. Immediately she resigned. That's when the story changed. Anywhere your children are, the money might look good, but there is no fulfillment there. The thing might look but Lord, anywhere your family, your husband, your children are, that is not allowing the word of God to come to pass, the Lord will pull them out. Say, oh Lord my God, wherever I am that is hidden my allocation, by your mercy, pull me out. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Wherever I am, wherever I find myself, that is hidden my allocation. By your divine mercy, pull me out, pull me out, pull me out, drag me out, Lord. Wherever my children are, that is in their allocation, Lord, drag them out, drag them out, in the name of Jesus Christ, drag them out, Lord. Me out, force me out, pull me out, wherever my children are, wherever my wife is, that is in their allocation, pull them out, Lord, pull them out. For in Jesus' name we are praying. That prayer one more time and they will close. I said, I told that lady, the Lord said resign. He said, daddy, it's not possible. We were praying for husband. The Lord said, you should go and resign. Does he choose Jorawa? He doesn't look alike. His husband she's looking for. The Lord said, go and resign. And where she worked was one of the most highest paying school then. But the Lord said, resign. After 3 months, she resigned. We were looking for a husband. The Lord said, resign. She resigned. The Lord gave her a job. Times two salary. A job that came with a brand new car. Exactly 4 days, that appointment letter came. The husband came. The husband did not just come. The husband come from Iloibo. Through the same job. A blessing that will come with higher blessing. A blessing that comes with multiple fold of blessing is released upon you tonight. So automatically where she was did not hinder husband alone. She hindered the multiplication power of God over her life. Please pray that prayer again. If you, your husband is there, pray for him. The Bible said God told Abraham, come out of your father's house. I will bless you. He will have remained in the 90 till the end. Where are you? Thank you, Father. Let me tell you. Mommy, my mommy, the Lord will answer this prayer. Amen. In your family. Amen. In a strange way. Amen. When I mean a strange way, the Lord reveals something to me. Now, after the prayer answer at first, somebody might cry. Now, God, what are you doing to me? But in a short while, smile will follow. Yeah. Pray like somebody that is ready to do anything. Say, my God and my Lord, I am tired of this level. Wherever I am, that is in my holocaust. By your mercy, pull us out. Wherever we are, that is affecting our allocation for additional. Pull us out. Pull us out. Father, pull us out. Pull us out. Pull us out. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please, we have to stop here. Lots of people going to a far distance. Let me tell you this. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, our service ends by 10 o'clock in the morning. When it is 10 on the dot, we share the grace. But let me tell you the reason why we are doing this is to encourage everybody to come in the evening. Don't come alone tomorrow. You know one thing that is going to happen tomorrow? We are dedicating more time to pray tomorrow. See, the level of prayer we are going to have there tomorrow, you are stepping out to yourself, you know something is done. So if it is by dragging, if you have rope tied to somebody and drag the person, come. I'm telling you what I know. Tomorrow is promised to be a life-changing encounter. So don't allow anything to stop you from showing up tomorrow. The Lord will visit us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Our man of God has blessed us. And he has finished his assignment in this program today. Tomorrow, another thing we are going to do, let me tell you. If you observe, many people have been asking me, are we not taking offering? Are we not taking offering? In this church, we don't take any offering anyhow. So tomorrow, by the grace of God, we are going to take offerings. And it's going to be two offerings. The normal seventh day offering, we collect every 7 days. Then there is one we call prophetic offering for the ministers of God that will be coming. Package anything that God lays in your heart. We are not forcing you, but as the Lord lays it in your heart, come and do it for the Lord tomorrow. And until after 7 days again, before we do this. Is that clear? So, don't because of the offering run, oh. I know you will not do that. So, when I don't see you tomorrow, I know it's because of the offering. Amen. Please, let's point our hands to the man of God and say, Lord, This man has blessed us. Father, bless him in return, in multiple fold. Bless him. He's a man of God I've known for a very long time. One thing I know is that he never changed. Everything about him is renewed every day. Father, continue to renew his strength. Make him bigger. Make him stronger. The will of the devil will never be fulfilled over his life. Where you are taking him to a ministry, he shall get there. Please begin to prophesy. Say something good to his life. In the name of Jesus, he will do well for you. He will do well, he will go far. In the work of ministry, he will do excellently well. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will use him mightily. Oh, Lamayeke Polema Rabas Kandaba. You will not allow him to fail you. He will not fail you. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
King of glory, Lord of lords, we exalt your name, O God, for your servants. Lord God of heaven, I stand and I lean on you, Lord Jesus Christ, to say, O God, Pastor Ife Olua, forever the word of God will continue to study in your life and family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For this thing you have done to the people of God, in return, more than that, the Lord will do for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God will locate you in this ministry. No weapon formed against you shall prosper upon you and your family in the name of Jesus. The Lord will encourage you. The Lord will back you up. The Lord will encourage you. Grace will abound upon your life. You will never be a failure in the kingdom. Thank you, King of glory. More than what I can say, heavenly power will rain its mercy upon you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
People of God, what do we say to the man of God? Thank you, sir.
Daddy Chris, sir.
Lord, we bless you. You have done it again. May your name be glorified forevermore in the name of Jesus. He said the path of the righteous is as a shining light, shining brighter and brighter until the perfect day. We are confident tomorrow will be brighter than today. And so, Father, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. As we go, that which we have received, the devil will not snatch it from us. In the name of Jesus.